Today I'll say Namo Kar Mantra. Namo Arhantaram, Namo Setaram, Namo Ayariyadam, Namo Vachayadam, Namo Lule Savasahuram. Jamin, you'll please say Chatari Mangal part for us.
Okay. Chatari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevi Paranta, Dhamma Mangalam, Chatari Lagutma, Arihanta Lagutma, Siddha Lagutma, Sahu Lagutma, Kevi Paranta, Dhamma Lagutma, Chatari Sharna Pavajami, Arihanta Sharna Pavajami, Siddha Sharanam Pavajami, Siddha Sahu Sharanam Pavajami, Kevli Paranto
Dhammam.
Kevli Paranto Dhamma Sharanam Pavajami.
Very good. Okay. Jai Jinendra to all. Okay. So now, have you all revised what we have learned so far? Anybody? Arjun, do you remember the name of 24 Tithankaras?
Not fully.
Why? You remembered once upon a time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, in the next session, what we are going to have is you all have to revise everything, and now we'll play one game. Okay? So, I want you, you're five, right? So, I want you all to make two teams. Can you all yourself make teams, or do I have to make it? I want you five to divide into two teams. So one team will have two persons, so the other team will have three persons.
Odd numbers, or it won't be fair teams.
Yeah, that's what, but we can't help it. We cannot make three teams even. Just for the sake of a game, we can make. Okay, one team can have two and one team can have three. Fine. Just tell me with whom do you want to be paired. If you all are comfortable. Dia and Arjun, can you be both on the same team?
Yeah. Sure, I'm fine with that.
Okay. And Natasha, Arush, you both will be in one team. Okay?
Can you repeat the question?
It's not a question. It's not a question, Natasha. We're just saying we're just dividing the two teams. And I'll tell you what we'll have to do, okay? See, Dia and Arjun are in one team. Natasha and Arush both are in single other team, okay? We have two teams, Arhant team and Siddha team. Theek hai? Fine?
Me and Arush are together?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any, problem with that?
No,
excuse me?
Yeah, yeah. And now Jamin, will be with in whose team? Natasha.
Yeah.
And Arjun, what do you want Jamin to be in whose team? Do you want to be Jamin? Who wants Shepun? Jamin.
I don't really care. They can decide.
Okay, fine. So, if Jamin goes to any team, no other team will have, the second team will have problem?
No.
Dia and Arjun, you can survive without Jamin?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, we'll give it to Natasha's team. Because Arush has not attended most of the lecture, so I guess Jamin and Arush both have not attended most of the lecture. So Natasha team will need Jamin. Fine?
Okay.
It's okay? Okay, fine, no? Okay, so what we'll do, we'll have two teams. Arjun's team and Dia's team is Arhant team. Natasha, Jamin and Arush's team is Siddha team. Okay? Fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you have to do, you all have to revise whatever I have taught ever since the very first session. Now, in the next session, what we'll have, you both team will be asking each other the questions. You can ask any question related to Jainism which I have ever spoke of, and it can be like, what is the other name of Pushpadant Bhagwan, which I guess Jaimin knows it. Do you remember what is the other name of Pushpadant Bhagwan? Pushpadant Bhagwan? Anybody? Yeah, excellent, Natasha. Yes. So, you both team will get chance to ask question to other team. So, it's like you are in a quiz, but you're fighting with each other in a quiz. Okay? And you have to ask the first question, you know, to the other team. I'm making sense?
Yes.
Okay? So, you have to ask the first question to win, because the team answering the most of the questions rightly will be winning in the last. So you have to revise all what I have taught ever, but only those things which I have taught you in the class. Nothing out of the class, okay? And everything related to Jainism. Okay?
Okay.
Are we clear on this? Dia, Arjun, are we clear on this?
Yes.
Hello.
Got disconnected with this.
Okay, fine. Natasha, Arush, are you clear on this?
Yep. Yeah.
Fine. You have any question?
No.
Okay. See, Dia, what we have to do, we have two teams, Arihant team and Siddh team, okay? Dia, you can hear me? Dia? Hello, Dia, is there? Sachin ji, Dia, is there? Hello. You can stay disconnected again. Arjun, are you there? Hello, Arjun.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you got the rules. When Dia will come, we'll tell her. Jaimin, Arjun, Natasha and Arush, you all four are clear on this?
Yeah.
See, it will be fun, but just you have to revise something. Okay, so whatever we have taught, you can ask anything. If I have told you that what is the other name of Rishabhdev Bhagwan, you can ask that. If I tell you what is the symbol of Mahavir Bhagwan, you can ask that. Okay, so you have to search for all the questions, and again you have to prepare for all the answers of those questions. You can only ask those questions of which you know the answer. Okay. So now today you all got the study material today for today's session, Dev Darshan. You all have that file.
Yes.
Arjun, do you have?
Yes, I have it.
And Natasha, Arush, you all have it?
Do we have the what?
That file of Dev Darshan, PowerPoint presentation on Dev Darshan, the topic we are going to study in the bank, this session. Yeah, just check it. Okay? So now today we'll start with a story. Okay? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Hello? We can start with a story, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Dia, are you there? Sachin ji? Hello?
Was this email the Pashala reminder?
Yeah. In this email, the file is attached. Hello, Dia?
Okay.
Sachin ji, hello.
Yeah, Natasha, it was sent along with the Shala reminder. There is a PPT.
Yeah. Dia, did you listen to us while I was explaining about the game?
Yeah, we are here.
Okay, fine. Dia, do you want me to repeat it again? What do we have to do?
Can you repeat
Hello?
It? I didn't hear you.
Hello, Dia. Sachin, Dia is there or not? I can. Dia, did you understand what I said regarding the game?
No.
Okay. See what we have to do in the game. Okay, you have in your team Arjun. What you both have to do is you'll have to revise everything what we have learned so far in our class. And then on the day of when we'll be playing game, you have to ask the toughest question to the other team. And they will be asking you questions to you also. Okay, so you have to answer their question and to ask them question. The team which gives the answers to more questions will be winning. Okay, Dia.
Yes.
You understood what the game is about?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So you and Arjun both have to prepare for the questions, toughest question. Okay, so you both will have to revise everything what you have learned so far. Okay. In the next session, we are going to have this game, so please revise it, okay? Okay, now we will start with this story, and then we'll start with this new chapter, okay? All ready? Everybody is ready, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, long time back, there was a city, okay? And in that city, there was a king and queen. And they had a son. The son's name was Vasu. What was his name?
Vasu.
Vasu. Okay. So, he was what? He was the prince. Okay. The son to the king. So, his name was Vasu. In the same city, there was one teacher. Okay. And the teacher also had a son. That the name of the son of a teacher was Parvat. Parvat is a Hindi word, its meaning in English is mountain. Okay, so what was the name of that son of the teacher? Parvat.
Parvat.
Parvat. Okay, so who was the prince? Vasu. Okay, and who was the son of the teacher? Parvat. Fine. And from other city, one more student came, okay? The Vasu, Parvat, and one more kid whose name was Narad. Who is the third kid? Narad. Okay, these were all in our age, okay? They were very small kids, and they used to go to the teacher to take some studies, okay? Some lessons. So, who is the third kid? Narad, okay? Yes?
Anubhavji, can you quickly repeat what you said because we just...
Yeah. Okay, fine. No problem.
No,
okay.
Disconnected also.
Okay, fine, Arjun. Okay, I'm coming back on this, okay? Long back, I mean, they're going in the very past, okay? There was one city, and in that city lived one king with his queen, and they have one son named Vasu. The prince's name was Vasu, okay? In that city only there lived one teacher who had also a son whose name was Parvat, okay? And one more kid came from a city far away from that city to take some lessons, to have some studies, okay? And his name was Narad. Okay, so we have three kids which came for the study and went to study for... and they took their studies from the same teacher, okay? Teacher taught three kids. One was the prince, his own son Parvat, and one more kid which he came from a city far away, named Narad, okay? So who are the three kids? Vasu, Parvat, and Narad. All, okay, clear? All clear?
Yeah.
Okay, now this teacher... started to give them lessons, okay? They all went to the class and the teacher used to taught him. Now what happens, this son of this teacher, Parvat, okay? He was comparatively not that intellectual or intelligent when we compare him with the Vasu and Narad, because Vasu and Narad were very good at learning and they were very intelligent. But this son of the teacher wasn't that intelligent. So the mother of that Parvat, okay, she used to taunt his husband that, why, what do you do? You don't teach your own son very well, but you teach Vasu and Narad, who are not your son. You teach them well, but you don't teach your son in a good manner. Therefore, he's dumb. So, the teacher, what could he say? Because, I mean, a teacher teaches to all class equally, right? They all listen to a teacher equally. What he teaches to Vasu or Narad, the same thing goes to the Parvat. But he himself was a dumb boy, so therefore he couldn't grasp much, and therefore he was not that intelligent. So, now what happens one day, this teacher, okay, he catches the Prince Vasu doing some wrong things, okay? He wasn't paying attention to the class and he was doing some wrong thing, okay? So this teacher gets very angry, okay, and starts beating his student named Vasu. Okay, so his wife looks the scene and just gets wondered that why is he beating him. So she comes in between and she saves the Prince Vasu. Okay, so the Prince Vasu thinks, oh my God, the man has saved me. So she has done some big, you know, big favor to me. So he was a prince, okay? So he was very rich. So you are getting me? What is happening? Hello.
Yeah.
Any questions so far? You are getting me, right? What I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So now, the teacher was beating Vasu, and then the man came in between, the wife of the teacher came in between and saved Vasu. So Vasu thought it a great favor done to him by the man. Okay. So he asked the mother of Parvat, the wife of his teacher, that you have saved me, you have done a great, I am indebted to you now. So please ask whatever you want to ask and I'll arrange it for you. He was very rich, right? He was the son of a king. So he just told her that you have saved me, ma'am. And just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do this for you. So the lady says that no, I don't want anything from you now. But in future, if I want anything, I'll ask you. So he says, okay, so this is the due thing and you can ask me anything in future. So, okay. So there was one favor that the lady did to Vasu, and in return the Vasu wanted to just as a moral obligation help her back or give her something as a gift. So she told him that, okay, I'll take it in future, I don't want it now. Fine. Okay. Now one day what happens, there was very fine weather. And teacher thinks to go take his kids, his students out in the open environment. So he thought that it would be a good learning. It was a very kind nature. So he thought to take them out in the open sky. So they went towards the garden and they started studying over there. Okay. Now in this time, the teacher teaches them a chapter, which is Dev Darshan. Okay, he told them that how do we go to the home of our God and what do we have to do in that home. Okay, so now we'll all open our Dev Darshan chapter. Okay, so just remember the story because we are into the story only. And this is the part of the story and it will come into the last. Okay, so we'll all open this chapter, Dev Darshan. Okay, now. Just imagine I'm the teacher and all the students, okay? So, this Mahavir Jayanti who went to the temple, a few people, Diya, Arjun, Natasha Arush, and Jermin. Last few days, have you been to the temple? Jain temple?
I have. I went last week.
Okay, you have been. Okay, Jermin has been, Diya has been. Arjun, have you been?
No, I haven't been in a long, long, long
time. Okay, fine, Arjun. And Natasha, have you been? In recent time, in the recent
Where?
Past? To the temple, Jain temple.
Where?
Jain temple last week?
I've been to Siddhachalam.
What? A few weeks, okay, 2 weeks ago. Fine, fine. Okay, now so he'll tell me, while you're getting ready for Dev's Darshan, what do we have to do? How do we go to the Temple of Lord? I mean, what is the pre-work that we have to do before going to the Temple of Lord?
Do I have to wake up early in the morning?
Don't read from the material I have given you. Arjun. Okay, fine. Fine. Just tell me, what do you think we should do the pre-work? Yeah, obviously we have to wake up in the morning. We cannot go walking sleepy and into the temple, right? Okay, what else do we have to do while going to the temple? Okay, I woke up early in the morning and I get into my car and I just drive for the temple and just, that's it. Or do I need to do something like take a bath, put on some good clothes, and then go to the temple? Yeah, tell me, what do we have to do? Pre-work.
After you get up in the morning, you get ready by cleaning yourself, like brushing your teeth, having a bath.
Okay. Arjun made your point. Okay. Now, Diya, what else? According to Arjun, we have woke up and we have taken the bath. We have cleansed and we have brushed our teeth. And, okay. Now, what else to do, Diya? After taking bath and getting cleaned up.
We have to wear clean clothes.
You are again reading from the material, right?
No.
Oh, very good. Okay, so after we have cleaned up ourselves, we have to put clean clothes. Which clothes which I am wearing since last week? And they're looking still clean?
No.
So which clothes then?
New washed clothes.
Oh, very good. So we have to first wake up, then wash our own self, and then put on the washed clothes, clean clothes, okay? Not the clothes which we are wearing since many days, okay? So clean clothes we have to wear, okay? Now then what we'll do, we'll leave for the holy temple. Anything else you can think of, Natasha? What else do you need to do before going to the temple? While you go to the temple, what else do you do? Oh, Samagri. Very good. Arush, what is Samagri?
Samagri is what is chawal, what you prakshar, and that's you do.
Oh, okay. So you take something for Bhagwan, right? Samagri is something as a gift or present you take into the temple for the Bhagwan. Is it the case? Hello. Yeah, Arush, you know what you say, so you're going right.
Okay, repeat the question.
My question is Samagri some sort of a gift that we take into the house or temple of Bhagwan? Is it a gift or is it something that you just feel like, oh, I'll take this, so I'll take this? Is it something as a, what is it?
It's a gift to tell God that we want to be like that, not we want to be like you because we don't want to eat or drink.
Excellent. Very good, Arush. Okay. So, Jaimin, we have woke up early in the morning. We have got ready. We have brushed our teeth, cleaned ourselves, and put on clean, washed clothes. And now we have Samagri in our hands. What else to do, Jaimin? Anything else? Hello, Jaimin, are you there?
Oh, well, you need to bring rice.
rice grains and
fruits.
Some chapatis and all vegetables, fruits. Yeah.
I don't know.
Only you'll take to Bhagwan only rice, no chapatis, no fruits, no vegetables.
We offer them.
Arjun, what do you say? What will you take to the Bhagwan? Plain rice or some vegetables and fruits too, and chapati? Arjun, yeah.
Well, I don't know myself. I couldn't read it off the PowerPoint.
Okay, fine. You don't read it out. Yeah, Dia, what do we take to Bhagwan? Arush and Natasha told us that we have to take some samagri. And Jamin told us that samagri is rice, grains, etc. So what is rice? Simple rice or something with that? Vegetables, fruits and all those things?
No.
So only rice?
Jai.
Chandan. Okay, fine, Dia, okay. Jal Chandan, very good, Dia, ha. What, Jamin, you're saying something?
Coconut.
Jamin, are you saying something?
Yeah, I'm saying you also bring coconut.
And yeah, coconut.
And loving.
Okay, very good, fine. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll just learn that we have to take something in the temple of Lord, okay? So, getting ready for Dev Darshan is what? We have to just wake up early in the morning. We have to get ready, clean ourselves, brush, and take bath, etc. Then we have to put some clean clothes, and then we have to take some samagri or dravya. Samagri, Natasha, this also called Samagri Dravya, okay? We take to the temple what? Dravya. Okay, so Samagri's other name is Dravya. Fine? Okay. And then what we'll do? We'll leave for the holy temple, okay? After doing all this. Fine? So now, are we clear on this? Okay, now I have reached the temple. Now what do I do? Arush, you are standing in front of the temple. Now what will you do? Outside the temple you're standing. Yeah, Arush.
Can you repeat the question?
My question is, Arush, that now you are all cleaned up and you have dravya in your hands, you have samagri in your hands. Now you're standing outside the temple. In front of you there is a temple of Jinendra Bhagwan. Now what will you do? Okay, fine. Jamin, did you hear my question?
Yeah.
Yeah, just repeat for me, please.
What do you do after reaching the temple?
And you're standing there inside the temple or outside the temple?
Outside.
Yeah, outside. So, Arush, my question is, you are outside the temple. In front of you, you can see the temple. Now, what to do? Arush? Okay. Did you hear my question, Arush? Yes or no? Okay, Jamin, you tell me what to do in front of the... I guess Arush cannot hear us. Jamin, what will you do while you're standing in front of the temple? Yes.
Inside or outside?
Oh, sorry, outside. My mistake. Sorry.
Take off your chumples.
You're not reading from the... You're taking... I'm asking you, not the material they've given to you. Just... Okay, Arjun, what will you do? Just imagine, without reading a material, Arjun, I want you to be very honest. And Arjuna, tell me, what will you do if you are standing in front of the temple?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay, so you'll just run into the temple?
Well, I know you take off your footwear.
Yeah, you have to take off your footwear. You cannot have footwear inside the temple. See, the temple is very, very, very pious, very holy and very noble, okay? And our chappals are something which we take everywhere, in any place, okay? So therefore, chappals are not considered to be pure enough to be taken inside the temple. So we have to put off all our flip-flops, shoes, chappals, everything, socks, everything outside the temple, at the gate of the temple. Fine. Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Fine? Okay.
Yeah.
Then, do we take any leather objects inside the temple?
No.
How many of you use leather?
What was the question?
The question is that do you use leather? What is leather? Do we know what is leather? Dia, you know what leather is?
Yes.
Okay, Natasha, Arush, are you both there? Natasha, Arush? Hello, Natasha, Arush, you can hear me?
Yeah. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, my question is, do you know what leather is? Leather?
Leather?
Yeah, leather.
Leather is something that's made out of animal.
Yeah. Very good. So, anybody of us use leather? Do you use leather, Natasha? The question is, do anyone of us use leather objects like belt, purse, bag, anything?
No.
Arjun, no?
No, I don't.
Very good. And Arush and Natasha, no? Very good. See, these leather objects are made out of the skin of the animals, okay? So these are very impure and they are made out of the violence, okay? And we do not do the violence. We do not do hinsa, right? We do not kill anybody. So we should not use such objects which are made by killing some people, some real jivas, okay? So we should not use leather at the first place. We should never use leather, okay? So if we should not use it, so there is no question. Yeah, anybody have a question? Hello? Okay. We should not use leather at the very first place. So taking leather inside the temple, the question doesn't arise. Okay? So we have to put off our chappals, and first thing, we never have to put on any leather thing in our body, anytime. Whether inside the temple or outside the temple, we should not ever use the leather objects. Fine? Okay. So we are putting off the shoes, the chappals at the gate of the temple when we are not having any leather, not inside, neither inside nor outside. Then what we'll do? See, we had shoes and chappals in our feet and hands and all that. So we have to clean our hands and feet because throughout the way, we have been touching many things like car, the steering wheel or something like that, anything. So, we have to again wash our hands and feet at the gate of the temple where water is being kept for the purpose. Outside the temple, there is always some water, okay, which is to for cleaning our hands and feet, okay. So after doing this, what do? We enter inside the temple. Clear on this? Are we
yeah.
Clear on this? Okay. That was very simple and very, we do every day, okay? Fine. So now we are going inside the temple. Now while we go inside the temple, what we have to say? Nissahi, Nissahi, Nissahi. What did I say?
Nissahi,
Nissahi, Nissahi, Nissahi. Okay, Jamin, okay. Arjun, what did I say? Arjun?
Yes?
What do we have to say while entering the temple?
Nisha.
Nissahi. Say Nissahi.
Nissahi?
Yeah, Nissahi. Nissahi.
Nissahi.
Very good. So we have to say it three times. Nissahi, Nissahi, Nissahi. Okay, Diya, what do we say?
Nissahi.
Excellent. Very good, Diya. Arush, what do we say?
Nissahi.
Very good. Okay, so Natasha, you also got it. Anybody knows the meaning of it, Nissahi?
I'm not sure, but I think I read somewhere that it means to something of your sins or something.
Something what? Forgiving sin. I didn't get you, Natasha. What it is? What did you say? It means what?
Nissahi?
Yeah, Nissahi means what? Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Fine. Say anything you know. Yeah.
I think that it means something about, removing your sins or cleaning your sins or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Very good, very good, very good. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. Okay. Dia, do you know what is Nissahi? Dia, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what? Dia, what it is?
Go to temple with your heart.
Okay, fine, fine. See, very good, yeah. Nissahi is what? Nissahi means see. We are entering into the temple of Lord. So while entering to the temple of Lord, what do we have to do? We have to take our iPods right into our ears and we have to listen to some songs. Do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that. I mean, you go to the temple with your iPod and listen to the songs inside the temple?
No.
You don't do that, right? Okay, so what do? You take your friends right into the temple and discuss about some movie or some topic like who did what. Do we do that? Do we go to the temple for making some gossips inside the temple or not?
No, we do not.
We do not, right? So therefore, while entering the temple, we say to ourselves that we have to leave everything behind, everything of this world behind us. We are not taking any thoughts of this world inside the temple. We don't have to think about any music, any movie, any chapters of the school, anything about any person who have told us. We are entering into the home of Bhagwan, right? So we don't need to think anything else other than Bhagwan. So Nissahi means to leave all the thoughts of this world, of this mundane life behind us. Okay, so Natasha, you said, remove all our sins. It's not sins, it's remove all our thoughts of this world. Okay, you have, before entering into the temple, you have to clean your thoughts as well. We have taken bath, we have cleaned clothes, our body is quite clean. But are we really clean from inside? So we have to, by saying Nissahi, we promise to ourselves that yes, I am leaving all the thoughts of this world behind while entering into the temple. I don't have to think any nonsense of this world inside the temple. Am I clear? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Fine, so while I say Nisahi, what does it mean, Arjun?
It means that we leave everything about our modern life behind and we're in the world again.
Yeah. Yeah, in the world of Jainism, okay, in the world, I mean, we are going to some, you know, pure place, a pious place. It's a holy place, so we don't have to take all the tensions of the world inside that place, okay? We have to just concentrate that, yeah, I am going to the, the greatest soul of the world, okay? I am going to meet him. So, why do I have to carry these very bad or, you know, stricken thoughts? Why do I have to take these thoughts? I don't have to. Fine? Okay, so Nisahi, Arush, am I clear with the meaning of Nisahi or you have any question? Just ask me any question.
Can you repeat the
Yeah, meaning is that Nisahi, while I say Nisahi, I actually say that I now leave all the thoughts of this mundane life behind. Okay, I do not take it with me now inside the temple. So I leave all the thoughts of this mundane life behind.
Okay, thank you.
Fine. Any question, anybody? Do I need to repeat it again? Tell me. Fine. Okay, so what do we say while entering into the temple? Nisahi, Nisahi.
Nisahi.
Yeah, three times. So we are saying three times, like we are reminding ourselves that we don't have to carry any of the mundane thoughts with us inside the temple. Right? Now, after saying, having said Nisahi, now what we'll do? Now we are approaching Tirthankar Bhagwan. Okay? We are approaching Bhagwan. Okay? He can be Bhagwan or he can be Tirthankar, whatever. Okay? So he is the Bhagwan of this clean look, right? All the world. He's the Bhagwan of, he's the greatest soul in this world. So now what we'll say? We'll say, Om Jai 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 Namostu Namostu Namostu. Do you know Namo Arayantaram, right? So what does Namo mean? Namo means what? Diya. Namo. The meaning of Namo in Namo Arihantadam.
Bow down.
Yeah, Namo means to bow down, okay? So, Namo in Hindi or Sanskrit is known as Namo, Na. Ra becomes Na, okay? So, we, while approaching the, you know, the Lord of this all world, the greatest soul, what we say? Om Jai 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 Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. Matlab, long live, long live, long live, who? The greatest soul we are talking about, right? So, we just bow down to you. So, Namostu means to bow down. And we are just paying our respect. So, we are saying, Om, Jai, Jai. Jai means to long live, to win, okay? So, Om, Jai, Jai, Jai. Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. What do we say? Arush, what do we say?
Om
Jai Namostu. Jai? Yeah. Jai three times, then Namostu three times. Om Jai 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 Namostu Namostu Namostu. Say Arush.
Yes. Om Che 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 Namosho Namosho Namosho.
Very good, very good, excellent. Arjun, what do we say? Arjun?
We say,
yeah.
Jai 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 Nushta.
Namostu, Namostu, no, no, Namostu, N-A-M-O, Namo, Namostu, Namostu means I bow to you, I bow to you, Tu means you, Namostu, Namaha, Namaha Astu. So it's a Sanskrit word, okay? So I bow down in front of you, to you. I'm paying respect to you, right? So we are on the slide number 5 for this presentation. Okay, so here it is written. There is a picture of our Bhagwan. If you all have not seen him, so just look at this slide number 5. And what do we say thereafter when recites the following? Om Jaya Jaya Jaya, Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. Fine. So first we said Nissahi, 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 and then we entered and approached Bhagwan, and then we are now what? Murmuring what? We are saying Om Jai Jai Jai, Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. Now you are standing in front of Bhagwan. So you have your both the hands together and you are just bowing down to him. But you will say some prayers. Do you know something to say? Do we know anything, remember anything, what to say in front of Bhagwan? Any ideas? What do we say in front of Bhagwan? Okay, Arjun, if you are in front of Bhagwan, what will you say?
Namokar mantra.
You say the Namokar mantra and...
Very good, very good. So, now we are in front of the Bhagwan, so we will say what? Bhagwan, I bow down to you. So how will I say that? Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Vajjadam, Namo Noe Savvasahudam. After that, we also remember Chattari Mangal part, so we'll say that too. So we'll say Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Like this, we'll say complete Chattari Mangal part. Okay? Fine. Who will tell me complete process till now? At this stage, till this stage. Arush, will you tell me the complete process? Tell us. Arush? Yeah, I want you to tell us the complete process of the darshan till this stage. Whatever, since the very beginning. After waking up, what do you do? And you are finally in front of the Bhagwan.
Yes.
Okay, say.
Get ready, brush your teeth, clean yourself, take bath, etc. Put on clean clothes.
You are not reading from the material, right? Don't read from the material. Just tell me in your own language what we have to do, okay? Very good. You're saying good. Going right.
First, you take out your chappal, then you go upstairs. Then you do Om Chai Chai Chai, then Namostu, Namostu, Namostu.
No, before Om Chai Chai Chai, Namostu, 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 we say three words, right? To say that we leave behind everything. What do we say?
Nisai.
Yeah, three times we say Nissahi, Nissahi, Nissahi. Okay, then Nissahi, after Nissahi, Om Jai Jai Jai, Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. After that, what we'll do? Okay, fine. So you do not take anything into the temple with you for Bhagwan? Or do you? When you left home, did you not take anything with you? Or you did?
Dravya.
Yeah, we take Dravya, Samagri. Very good, Arush. Okay, so are we all clear into the up to this stage?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions?
No.
Okay. So after we have recited these two, our offerings to the Bhagwan, what we'll do, we'll bow down to the Lord. Okay, you can see that boy is standing with his folded hands, then we'll bow down to the Bhagwan. After going down, what we do, we take three rounds. If you have ever been to the temple, do you take three rounds of bhagwan or not? Circumambulation. Do you take parikrama, we say, if you know in Hindi. Anybody knows what parikrama is? Walking three rounds in the periphery of bhagwan.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, you do that? Very good, Jamin. Diya, do you do that? Something like that?
Yes.
Yes. So what do you call it? What do you call it?
Parikrama.
Parikrama. Very good, Diya. Okay. Okay. Natasha, did you ever do that?
Parikrama?
Yeah, parikrama.
Is it the thing that you do with the long?
No. Parikrama is something that you take three rounds around the Bhagwan. What do you call it? Yeah, around the Bhagwan's murti. Yeah, samavsharan. Okay, so what do you call it?
Mommy.
Huh? Hello, yeah, Natasha.
Yeah, parikrama.
Right? Yeah, you call parikrama only. You call that thing parikrama only, right? Okay, fine. Okay, so Arush, you know what parikrama is? We have to take three rounds. Okay, Natasha will tell you what parikrama is. Okay, fine. Arjun, do you know, do you understand anything? Did you ever do something like that? While we go to the temple, we go down to the Bhagwan, and then what we'll do, we take three rounds around the Bhagwan in the periphery.
Yeah,
Arjun,
Yeah.
So that is called circumambulation or parikrama. We give parikrama to Bhagwan. Okay, it's just a respect that we are just going down from all the directions. Okay, Arjun, you have any doubt in that?
No.
Okay, so after saying our prayers, what we do, we bow down and then we take three parikramas, just circling and circling the Bhagwan, okay? Okay, and after doing all this, what we'll do, we'll see if there is any reading of scripture going on into the temple. If there is some class, somebody is teaching you something of religion, so we should listen to that. We should sit in that class, okay? Otherwise, what we should do, we should read on ourselves, we should revise what we have learned so far, what Jinendra Bhagwan wants to say to us, what is the true nature of thing. So we have to listen to these things. And after that, we should just think about our soul, and we should think about our aim that we have to attain. We have to be Bhagwan, right? Who wants to be Bhagwan?
I want
everyone.
Arush, you don't want to be Bhagwan?
Yes.
You don't want to be a... Okay, so we all want to become Bhagwan, right? Right? So, how will we become Bhagwan? We'll become Bhagwan by thinking about the nature of our soul. Okay? So... Yeah, what? Jamin, you're saying something?
No.
Okay. So, Bhagwan, by understanding the nature of our soul, we can become Bhagwan. So, while we go inside the temple, we have to recite all these prayers, and then we have to, for some time, think about our own self, that what are we? Okay? And then, after doing all this, we'll come back to our home. This is the simple process of going to the temple. Now, who will tell me the complete process? I guess our time is already up. Arjun will tell me you only go rarely to the temple. So, Arjun will tell us the complete process of going to the temple. Okay, Arjun? All listen to Arjun.
Okay. First, you wake up in the morning.
Very good,
and
yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, very good.
Then you put on clean clothes.
Arjun, you're not cheating, right?
No.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, then after putting clean clothes and?
Then you bring the gift for Bhagwan.
And what this thing usually is, what do we take usually? Vegetables, fruits, what do we take?
Garbanya.
What?
I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Okay, fine. We take some rice grains, okay? So, okay, we'll discuss in the next class. Okay, fine. So, we take some dravya or offering for the Bhagwan, right? Then what we'll do after taking that?
Then you go to the temple.
Very good.
You clean yourself there at the temple. You take off your chappals.
Yeah, very good. Yes, okay.
Then you say... Nisha.
Nisahi. It's Nisahi.
Nisahi.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, Arjun, one more thing. What is the meaning of Nisahi, Bhat?
It means that you leave all your activities and thoughts behind.
Yeah, off world, thoughts of the world behind. You don't have to leave the thoughts of, Bhagwan behind, okay? You're going to the temple. So, thoughts of the world all behind you, okay? You don't have to take any of those thoughts inside the temple. Very good. Then?
Then you say, Om Jaya Jaya Jaya.
Namostu.
Namostu. Namaste.
No, not namaste. Namaste. No, namostu.
I mean, namostu.
Yeah.
Namostu.
Yeah, namostu. Then, namostu. Very good. Huh? Then?
And then you say the Namo Kar Mantra and Chittari Mangal Path 3 times.
Very good. 3 times? No, you don't have to say it 3 times. 3 times we do another thing.
Oh.
We...
Go down 3 times.
No. One more thing we do.
Circle the Bhagwan.
Yeah, we take 3 rounds, not running. We take it very slowly, the 3 rounds around the Bhagwan. It is called parikrama or circumambulation. So we take it 3 times, just to pay homage to Bhagwan from all the directions.
Okay,
so we do it 3 times. What do we do 3 times? Parikrama. Parikrama we give 3 times. Parikrama is a Hindi word. In English it is known to us as circumambulation. We're just encircling it. Okay?
Okay.
Fine. So we'll do this 3 times. After that, what I'll do? Okay, I have done that. Then?
Then you leave the temple?
That's it? No. Something. What if there is someone teaching about some Jainism or there is some reading of scriptures going on? Yeah. Arjun, what shall we do then? Hello? Arjun? Arjun, are you there or not? Okay, Natasha, you'll tell us what we'll do after doing this circumambulation, parikrama. Okay, prakshal and pujan will, okay, fine. Then?
I don't know after that.
If there is some reading of scripture going on inside the temple, okay, swadhyay is happening, pravachan is happening, we should listen to the pravachan, and then we should think about our soul, because without thinking about our soul, how will we attain salvation? So we have to just do a little bit of our own swadhyay. Okay? Hello?
Yeah.
Fine. Did you get me? What do we have to do? That we have to do some swadhyay. If somebody is making us do that, if there is pravachan going on or some classes running in there about Jainism, we should attend that. We should sit in that. Otherwise, we should on ourselves think about the nature of soul and all those things. And then we should leave the temple. Okay, am I clear now?
Yes.
Dia, am I clear? Okay, we'll take this later part in the next class too. Okay, so we'll tell me the story. Where are we in the story? Because the story is too huge and it's too good. In the next class, we'll complete it. So, where are we sitting in the story? Hello?
The teacher is teaching what you should do.
Yeah, while going into the temple, how to go to the temple, okay? What else he teaches, we'll take it in next session, okay? Our time is up now. What you'll have to do is you all have to prepare for the game in the next session, okay? Okay, Jamin, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so who were the three kids, the students of the teacher? Name of the three kids?
Vishu.
One was Prince Vasu, then next?
And then Parvat.
Parvat, anyone other than these two? Who's the third person?
Yeah, this one called Nara.
Narad, very good, Diya. So, Vasu, Parvat and Narad. Okay, so we'll continue the story in the next session. Okay, fine. This is the story where we get to learn what to take inside the temple. And then this is the story then what path we should not do. This is about the sin too. Okay, very interesting story. So, we'll take it in the next session. Any questions in this session?
No.
Okay, so you all have to revise everything what we did till now in all the sessions, okay? And then you all have to prepare for the game. Fine. Okay, so we'll all join our hands, close our eyes, and Arush will say for us, Namo Rehim Tadam, and Diya will say Chattari Mangal Path. Okay, Arush, start.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Sethara, Namo Ariyara, Namo Ovachayanam, Namo Loisavisavunam, Eso Panchamukaru, Save Pantanashno, Mangala Energy Service in Param, Rav Hawaii Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Aranta Mangalam, Veda Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevi Pananto, Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Lokatama. Arahanta Lokottama Sveda Lokottama Sahu Lokottama Kevi Pananto Dhammo Lokottama Chittai Shonam Pavachami Ante Shonam Pavachami Siddhi Shonam Pavachami Sahu Shonam Pavachami Kevi Pananto
Okay, Jai Jinendra to all.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai.